With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. It was a big sell-off day on Wall Street as indexes plunged due to a weaker-than-expected jobs report and the retreat of tech stocks. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says sell-offs are a part of the flow of the financial markets.
It was likely that a sell-off was going to occur in the stock market anyway, but this now seems to be adding, let's say, some reason to that sell-off, where we have been chalking up all kinds of, you know, daily records in the major averages, and now there's some more urgency attached to the slowdown.
Intel helped lead the market lower after reporting weaker-than-expected profits and suspending its dividend. The Kremlin has admitted the convicted hitman released as part of the U.S.-Russia prisoner exchange, Vadim Krasikov, was a Russian agent with the FSB security service.
Vadim Krasikov shot dead a former Chechen rebel commander, Zelimkhan Khangoshvili, in broad daylight in a park in the German capital, Berlin, in 2019. A court ruled that the Russian state had ordered the killing, despite Moscow's denials. Krasikov's release has caused deep discomfort in Germany. Khangoshvili's relatives said they weren't consulted and that they were very disappointed that there seemed to be no law in the world.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Meanwhile, freed American Paul Whelan says his arrest by Russian officials was nonsense.
I went on a two-week vacation, you know. The FSB grabbed me, said I was a spy. I'm apparently a general in the army, a secret agent for DIA. This is the nonsense narrative they came up with. They wouldn't let it go.
Whelan was freed in the exchange, along with Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and Alzu Kormasheva. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 610 points. This is SRN News. Liberty University is being sued for firing a transgender woman.
The ACLU of Virginia filed the lawsuit against the Christian University for workplace discrimination on behalf of Eleanor Zinsky. The suit alleges that Liberty University fired Zinsky after she disclosed her identity as a trans woman. According to the university's doctrinal statement, denial of birth sex by self-identification with a different gender is a sinful act. Zinsky says you can be both Christian and transgender. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A sewing ministry at a Tucson, Arizona church has made over 15,000 dresses for young girls around the world. The Dress a Girl sewing group started more than a decade ago at the Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene, providing dresses and a message of God's love to girls in multiple countries. The ministry also holds an annual sew-a-thon every November. This is SRN News. Youth lockups in Texas remain beset with numerous issues.
The Department of Justice accused the state of violating the constitutional rights of hundreds of juveniles in custody. Issues ranging from excessive use of pepper spray and other mistreatment, including the prolonged isolation of children in their cells. The findings constitute the latest development in decades of abuse scandals and allegations at Texas lockups. The state's Juvenile Justice Department said in response to the report that it has a zero-tolerance policy toward abuse and neglect. John Scott reporting.
Attorneys for an illegal immigrant accused of killing a nursing student whose body was found on the University of Georgia campus have asked a judge to move the case to another county. The attorneys said in a court filing that finding an impartial jury in Athens-Clarke County to consider the case against Jose Ibarra is impossible. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.